from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Monday, July 8th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. A Columbus two-year-old was injured in an apparent drive-by shooting last night. ONN's Colin Dorsey has more with Sergeant Joe Albert of the Columbus Police Department.
Police first responding to that scene on Carlton Avenue.
I want to send a message out to those individuals in that gray four-door sedan. You obviously know your involvement here. You might not have intended to shoot a two-year-old, but you did shoot a two-year-old. We're asking you to do the right thing. Call, turn yourself in. This is a two-year-old little boy who did not deserve this for anything.
A shooting in Akron left four people injured, including a four-year-old child. ONN's Kaitor Kay has details.
The adults that were shot range in age from 33 to 52 years old. The conditions of those victims haven't yet been released. The Akron Police Department is asking anybody with information to please give them a call.
In Perrysburg, south of Toledo, quick action on the part of neighbors saved a home from being completely destroyed by fire. ONN's Dominique O'Neill has the story.
There was one person and a dog inside the home when the fire broke out. Both were able to get out safely. A call to 911 from a neighbor allowed for a quick response time from the Perrysburg Fire Department.
A neighbor who lives close by says that his brother-in-law was getting ready to leave town when they could smell the nearby smoke. According to the Perrysburg Fire Department, crews got to the scene in time to stop the fire from completely destroying the home. As for the cause of the fire, the state fire marshal is conducting an investigation right now.
In Columbus, a robbery near Ohio State University's campus left a person injured and a suspect still at large. More from ONN's Tracy Townsend.
It happened yesterday morning in the courtyard of the Gateway Shopping Center. Columbus police say two suspects stole someone's backpack and shot them in the foot before running toward the shopping center's parking garage. Police were able to arrest 18-year-old Skylar Stewart, charging him with aggravated robbery. He's scheduled to be in court later this morning. However, the accused shooter remains at large. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is being asked to contact police.
A man from the northwestern Ohio town of Montpelier is facing life in prison for child sex abuse charges. ONN's Jeff Smith in Toledo reports.
53-year-old Ray Ramos pleaded guilty to six counts of rape, specifically as a sexually violent predator. The charges show Ramos engaged in sexual conduct with an 11-year-old child on multiple occasions. According to court documents, his plea charge is punishable by a mandatory term of life imprisonment with the possibility of parole after 25 years. He will also be classified as a Tier 3 sexual offender, requiring lifetime registration of his address with authorities. Ramos continues to be held at the Correction Center of Northwest Ohio, where he has been since April 5th. That is according to jail records.
New research found good and bad news when it comes to traffic deaths in Ohio over the past few years. ONN's Matt Rascone in Cleveland has details.
The Roadway Information Program shows that in Ohio specifically, traffic deaths are down from 2021, about 8% lower. But the long-term data shows some bad news. Traffic deaths are actually up from this time 10 years ago. In 2013, there were 989 deaths on the road, and in 2023, there were 1,242. It's a 26% jump. The biggest causes, they say, is speeding, alcohol, and distracted driving.
In Cincinnati, the area around Fountain Square has been rebranded as the Fountain District. ONN's Jay Fox has more.
The Cincinnati Center City Development Corporation, otherwise known as 3CDC, has announced the new name, the Fountain District, with a goal of encouraging downtown workers to stay in the area for dining and entertainment, encourage more downtown tourism, and marketing for existing restaurants while attracting new ones. The branding project, estimated at $100,000, highlights an area of downtown that is seeing new development in retail, hotel, restaurants, and residential conversions.
And south of Toledo, in Ada, the Wilson Football Factory has expanded. ONN's Clay Gordon explains.
A ribbon-cutting ceremony for a new Wilson Football Factory in Ada. The league's official game balls have been produced there since 1955. The new expanded facility will cost $15 million to complete, and it almost doubles the size of the old factory.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WKYC in Cleveland, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.